Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Araceli from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Okay. This will be just a few minutes. Believe me, it will be not more than 5 minutes, and I will really appreciate your time. In this case, do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
I have no opinion.
Okay, right. And a school choice give parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of a school choice?
I have no opinion.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you suppose or I'm sorry, do you support or oppose this program?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
No.
I'm sorry, just to confirm, did you say support or oppose?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Thank
parents
you.
Should pay for their kids if they have the money.
Okay. Thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
I don't know. What trust fund?
The question is, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? Would that be more likely or less likely?
I think more likely.
Okay. Thank you. We're halfway there. Thank you for your time. Just a few more questions. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Repeat it one more time.
Sure. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
I don't think so, but they have to stay in business, you know, so.
Okay, the options are yes or no. I'm sorry, the line was breaking up.
I don't believe they do.
Okay.
No.
Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone? Do you want
I guess it depends if they served out. It would be, it didn't have to be a court thing. I have no opinion.
Okay, that's fine. And South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judge to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I'd say keep the current process.
South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed? The options are process works or process needs change.
Process works.
Okay, thank you. Just a few more questions, maybe 2 more minutes. I promise. Thank you. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer or on ID verification and sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries? Should or should not?
Should be.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know that are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
I don't get the question.
Okay, we can read it again. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of award or damages?
If they should go to jail if you can't pay for what they caused.
In that case, it would be should or should not.
I don't understand the wording of the question.
It's okay. We also have the option not sure. Would that be a yes?
I'd say not sure. I mean, I would. If people go out there and they cause damage because they're not insured, okay, they should go to jail.
Okay. Thank you. Now, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it that it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
The last one.
Okay. Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Maximizing their legal fees.
Okay, thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Little to no effect.
Okay. Thank you. Almost done. Thank you so much for your time. Do you feel that healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
They should be required to keep it confidential.
Okay. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Government should interfere with that.
Okay.
You can't mutilate a kid.
Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
I'm sorry?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and more?
65 and more.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
I'm sorry?
Other.
Okay, thank you. All right. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Female.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.